I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. Although it may not look much like spring outside right now, the first of the year's spring trout stockings are on the schedule in West Virginia. We'll talk a little bit more about it right after this. First trout stockings of the year have been completed by crews from the state's trout program. Jim Hedrick is assistant chief for hatchery programs and says it's time that they are really able to spread the trout around West Virginia.
This time of the year, every stream in West Virginia is trout water in January, of course.
Therefore, the DNR makes a lot of those long runs to the western lowlands to stock various impoundments with trout, which won't be able to support them once April rolls around. Hedrick says it gives a lot of folks the chance to enjoy the solitude if they're willing to brave the elements.
In the early months, it kind of makes a somewhat of a unique fishing opportunity. If you're the type of person who likes to, be out on the stream where there's less anglers, this is the time of the year to do that. It's very cold. A lot of folks don't like the cold weather, so it does make a more solitude fishing opportunity. And, if you're going to go out and fish in the cold in the January months, you definitely want to be prepared with the correct clothing and gear to do so, for safety reasons. And obviously, always take extra gear and clothes with you on a trip like that. You could turn a good fishing day into a bad one real quick if you get wet.
Now, when you try to fish for those trout and the temperature's below freezing, slow down your presentation. But then there are other times that the trout will bite readily.
It really depends on the water temperature on the day at which the fish are stocked. If the water temperature, if there's not a lot of difference between the stream or the lake water temperature and the hatchery, they tend to bite pretty quickly. There was several impoundments that were stocked the first week of January. And anglers were catching the fish pretty well. At some of the other locations in the streams, some of them in the mountains, they did have ice in them. And when the fish go in, sometimes it takes them a few days to bite after they experience the colder water.
And the deep freeze, which is hitting West Virginia this week, is causing a lot of impoundments to freeze over. Some will take advantage of that with an opportunity for some ice fishing that doesn't come along very often in West Virginia. Check out the trout stocking each day at the DNR's website, wvdnr.gov. I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.